Hello, and welcome to episode 3, I think it is. Let me set the scene for you. I'm in my kitchen with 3 products in front of me from Myoblox. I have Blow, the one I purchased about four or five months ago, I think. You just heard me open a can of Diet Coke. I have Myoblox Rubik's, their non-stimulant fat burner, which I bought about 2 months ago with a limited edition Loco Cinco. And I have a tub of the original Loco from Myoblox. So, a bit of a rundown, personal side from Myoblox. Really, really, really caught my attention about 6 months ago. I say six, it could be anywhere from 4 to 6, I'm terrible with times. I got made aware of them by the owner of Team Nutrition, Trev, actually. I think he knows someone who knew someone who's part of the brand or something. And firstly, obviously, anyone's going to see what they look like is absolutely phenomenal. The shiny labels, they really look outstanding. The labelling of it caught my eye straight away. But obviously, I'm the one that turns the tub straight away to see what's on the back. And when I did do that, I was astounded. It was one of the times when I've had to really look at formulas, take a break, look at it again, like take a weight break again, and then look at it even further to actually understand how complex of a formula it goes into. It's not something you can all take in one go. So the first one I bought, Blow, and you know, it's a big Blow by itself, actually. I really wanted to try their pump formula because I'll run you through their full serving. It's glycine propanol carnitine, so GPLC. That's at 3 grams. Now, let me put 3 grams of GPLC in perspective. In dedicated Epic, you've got 500 milligram of GPLC. In dedicated Vasogo, one of the best pump agents in the entire market, is 750 GPLC. In Applied Nutrition's Critical Pump 2, you've got around that 650. So 3,000 milligram of GPLC is absolutely in fucking sane. And this is the type when you're like, this is beyond what Miracle Labs does. Like, Miracle Labs is about doing more than what's needed, and they do that on multiple occasions. But in this stimulant, especially Red, White, and Boom, they go for 2 grams of choline, 3 grams of tyrosine, which is the top end of which you'll ever see that. Top end of what you'll ever see GPLC is round about a gram, maybe a gram and a half. But 3 grams is absolutely insane. And they've got 2 grams of glycopropanol carnitine, glycine monostarate, sorry. So 2 grams of what you'd usually see is Hydromax, which not only, I'll go back, sorry, I'm getting far too ahead of myself. GPLC will increase nitric oxide. It's a form of carnitine. It's glycine propanol carnitine. So it's a glycine bond popped onto a carnitine. So it has nootropic effects, slight nootropics, not as much as acetylcarnitine. It has muscle-building effects. Obviously, the main reason it's in here is for its ability, unbelievable ability to increase nitric oxide, which is going to give us what we know of a pump. Glycomonostarate is going to bring in water to our muscles. 2 grams, quite a modest dose there. Then you've got an ingredient here at 1.5 grams, which stops the breakdown of nitric oxide. So like I spoke about previously, there's ways to go around and just getting a pump. So you can increase the amount of nitric oxide in your system tenfold. Anybody can do that. It's really simple. You can go and buy raw citrulline and do it yourself. But where pump formulas come into it, is you can go and get raw citrulline by itself and take 10 grams. Your body's not really going to use it. You've got cofactors in your body which are going to limit the amount of nitric oxide you can have. And then you've got also the degeneration of nitric oxide. So this is where pump formulas actually come in really specifically. So this ingredient will stop your body degenerating nitric oxide, giving you a bigger, longer, more effective pump, which is obviously what we want. And then you've got the blow-up matrix. So you've got inositol hexophosphate, which is going to kind of like free up free radicals in our, so it's more of an antioxidant help than anything. So increased performance that way. Norvaline is what stops our body limiting pump. And then you've got Blox micropeptide technology, which is something that Myoblox put in all of their formulas, which is something they've patented, which is fibroblast growth factors and follistatin. Follistatin is something that we see from epicatechin, which you've seen me speak about before. When you increase follistatin, you decrease biostatin, which is satellite cells that control muscle growth. So they put it in absolutely everything, even micropeptide on their whey, as far as I'm aware. So it goes into absolutely everything. I know they micropeptide their carnitine in Rubix. So you're getting naturally yielding follistatin. When you increase follistatin, you decrease myostatin, increase your body's ability to grow. So the GPLC is obviously what makes it, and this is why I bought Blow. For full detail off the website, paid import charges, absolutely everything. It is worth a note, actually. It's got bioperine in. So bioperine is going to increase our body's ability to use the ingredients once they're in our system, not increase the absorption of them when, like estrogen does, increase our ability to use them when it's in our system. So it stops our body's ability. We have a body mechanism which kind of we secrete an enzyme which gets onto what our body sees as foreign objects or foreign drugs. So it's our overdose mechanism. So when we attach our enzyme onto it, it gets signal to the urinary tract and urine out. Things like turmeric, curcumin extract, which is an anti-inflammatory. Bioperine increase the absorption of into our blood and our ability to use it, our blood plasma concentration levels by 2,000%. So black pepper extract in being bioperine increases the absorption of all of the above and is going to make it work. So the only thing, I'll be honest, I don't like proprietary blends. The only thing I don't like more than proprietary blends is when they give you a half proprietary blend. So in this, they give you the full dose of GPLC. They're saying we've put this in 3 grams. So you know that's not only efficacious dose, that's above and beyond. That is fucking Marvel kind of shit. Then you've got glycine monostarate at 2 grams, which is a really good dose. You'll see top end of 5, but that having that and GPLC in the same product at high doses, we'll see this clump to fuck. And then you've got the blow-up matrix. So the blow-up matrix is what I explained before. The three ingredients, the Blox micropeptide technology, norvaline, and inositol hexophosphate. So that's at 520 milligrams. So I know from a formulator's point of view, and I tried to put myself into the opposite kind of shoe when I see this, but there's no reason why they can't. There's no reason why they cannot tell you how much norvaline is in that product. It doesn't make any difference to any company. It's not the most important thing in it. Inositol hexophosphate is not the most important thing in it. The Blox micropeptide technology is not the most important thing in it. It's nothing hidden. It's nothing. They people say you do a prop blend so other companies can't steal your magic formulation and they can't make it themselves, even though they can very, very, very easily. But there's just no reason for that to happen. So I don't like that. Although 520 milligram of them ingredients, well, I do like norvaline at a good dose, I'm not going to lie. It is really hard for me to talk about prop blends when I'm actually talking about something I deem as a good product. I do love the fact it's got 3 grams GPLC. 3 grams GPLC by itself is a phenomenal product. Like, you don't need anything else with that and bioperine. The fact you've got glycine monostarate, which is going to withdraw water into your muscle. You've got the ingredients that stop nitric oxide breakdown at a really strong dose, 1.5 grams. There's just no reason. I think if they cleared up that blow-up matrix, I would be a fucking happy man, I'll tell you that. That's the only thing I don't like this. And they do that in their pre-workout loco, which I'm going to talk about now, which again, I fucking hate, because they give you half a fully disclosed label, half a blend, which just annoys me, to be honest, because it's a good product, but I just annoys me because I can't tell you what's in it. So I feel like I'm a liar. I feel like a salesman when I say something's good, but I can't tell you what's in it. Like, that just doesn't sit well with me. I like to tell people that it's good. This is why it's good. This is the dosing. This is what to expect. I like to give people specifics. I feel comfortable selling products that I know I can tell you, make you feel comfortable. With this, I can only tell you half, which is above and beyond everything they do. And then the Matrix, I can tell you what's in it. Like, for example, in their loco, betaine anhydrous, the clinical dosing of betaine anhydrous is 2.5 grams. The betaine anhydrous in loco is 6 grams. So it's over double clinical dosing, which is insane. Then you've got beta-alanine at the highest dose I have ever seen at 5 grams. Now, that's the one that goes that makes you itch. Itching, if you have a bit of a correlation, if you've ever had man sports, that's got 1.6 grams. ABE's got 2 grams. You have 2.5 grams in Mr. Hyde, 2.5 grams in 5150, 2.5 grams in, yeah, Buddy. So you'll be well acquainted with beta-alanine, because it's in majority. It's at 3.2 grams of total war from Redcon. I'm literally just going up and down the pre-workout wall in my head. Gold standard pre, you've got 1.6 grams. You've got 2 grams in Applied Nutrition's Critical Pump. There'll be a few more, which I'm just missing. So at 5 grams is above and beyond anything that you'll see. Then you've got taurine. Taurine in products, you let me put that into perspective for you again. Red Contango, the strongest creatine formula that we've got, is at 1 gram. It's at 1 gram in Total War or Big Noise, I can't remember which one. It's at like 500 milligram in ABE, which is classed as one of the best-selling pre-workouts in the UK. So you'll never really see it. You've got 1.5 grams in Prolific, which is the kind of highest that you'll be able to see it at. You've got 2 grams in Epic from Dedicated. In here, it's at 3 grams, which is more than efficacious. Really, really is more than an effective dose of taurine. Then you've got glycosaminoglycerate at 2 grams again. So with Blow, that's probably why they've gone 2 grams in each, because 4 to 5 grams is the real top dose of that. So that's the fully disclosed part. Obviously, the absorption matrix, piperine alkaloids, which is a really specific form of bioperin, a 15 milligram, which is a real super high dose as well. That's obviously put in. But then you've got the magic matrix. So it's 1.944. So 1,944 milligram of magic matrix. And in their defense, 1.9 grams of any of the ingredients inside this blend is going to make a strong fucking product. And I mean strong. So I can kind of work out, or I can try to work out what's in it, but it goes off with acetyltyrosine. Acetyltyrosine is not the best form of tyrosine. Tyrosine by itself outperforms an acetyltyrosine by elevating blood plasma levels for a lot longer. So tyrosine's a nootropic, which is going to convert into dopamine then into ephedrine and potent neurotransmitters. Then you've got RealCaf, so it's caffeine, not normal synthetic caffeine, which is really cheap. You've got RealCaf, which is caffeine derived from green coffee beans, which is accepted by your body, in my opinion, a lot better, a lot cleaner, a lot more efficiently than synthetic caffeine. Then you've got N-phenylethine dimethylene. So, did I just say that right? Yeah, I did say it right. So that's a nootropic, a really strong nootropic. So that do need a lot of dosing of that. Then you've got citrus aurantium, which yields 50% zinephrine, which is a great potent fat burner and a great stimulant. Really, really is. I do love citrus aurantium for its ability to activate beta 2 and 3 antagonist. Then you've got hyalostasium, which is a real good ingredient, like zinephrine, strong like that. Then you've got a form of hingenamine hydrochloride, which is a potent beta 2 fat burner as well, which is a great brain stim. And then you've got your micropeptide technology, and then you've got your cofactor matrix and your vitamin C, B6 and B12, which you don't really need to talk about, because we know what B vitamins do. So tyrosine, caffeine, phenylethyldimethylamine, synephrine from citrus aurantium, halostatin, ingenamine, and blox. So the 1.9 grams of that is going to be effective. Whether you want to put 1.9, if, for example, if we're being super, 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 super pessimistic, which is beyond even what I would deem reality, if we said 1.9 grams of tyrosine, that's a good dose of tyrosine, and you put 44 milligrams of a little splash of everything else, which isn't obviously really going to happen, I'd probably say real caffs at 400 mgs, which would leave 1.5. So then 400 is going to, acetyl tyrosine is going to be more than 400, so around about 600 to 700. Then you've got phenethylamine, synephrine, taking up round underneath a gram. So it's going to be really strong. It is really strong. I just can't tell you what's in that magic matrix because I don't know. I can tell you how it feels. It feels fucking euphoric. It feels amazing. I've tried their Loco Cinco, which is this formula, plus an extra 6 grams of citrulline and a methyltyramine in there as well. But when I'm trying this one, it is absolutely insane. The pump is insane. The endurance is insane. The stimulant is like something you'll never have felt before. Not only does it take you up to a level you've never been, but it keeps you there for a time you've never been for. It is really, really up there with Devastate Crimson. It is far, by right now, in my opinion, Loco is the strongest all... Oh, I can't say that, because as soon as I said that, I've started talking about Red, White and Boom in my head. No, right. This is what I've been peppered with. I've been absolutely peppered in my messages. Is Myoblox better than Red, White and Boom? And I can't answer it. It's going to surely be subjective. Because every time I talk and I say Loco is the best all-in-one pre-workout, I believe it. But then when I say Red, White and Boom is, I believe that is as well. So it literally... I want to say something that's been on my mind constantly for the next last couple of days. I've never, ever, ever looked forward and enjoyed the place that Team Nutrition is in right now as much as we do right now. I could not ask for anything more for the products that we have taken on, we are taking on. The product range that we have, I have never, ever, ever felt as passionate for. Having Myoblox, having Miracolabs, having Inspired, having a few other ones that we're bringing on, which is just as good. There's never been a better time to buy from Team Nutrition. Really, really hasn't, and I've never felt as confident as I do right now. But the only ball ache I have is that there's so much good shit right now that how do you differentiate from them all? Like, I had Myoblox blow tonight for my pull session, and I couldn't finish my session because I was so pumped that I couldn't physically finish it. I had to finish like a set or two early because I couldn't move my arms. That and Loco together is mind-blowing. In my opinion, I wish I could give you an answer, Myoblox or not. All I can do is I can set you down. And I can set you down what's in the products, the dosing, what you usually expect, the dosing at clinical dosing, what is actually in these products, and let you decide for yourself. I can try and guide you, but I cannot make the decision like everyone is wanting me to do. Everyone wants me to make their decision for them, which is absolutely fine. I am really comfortable taking accountability for what you think is good or not. Because if I can't tell you these are the best, because something Ben Carpenter said to me in the thing, which I will take forever. If you say one product is the best product in the world, even if one person thinks it's second best, you've already oversold and underdelivered. So you never say that, which I 100% agree with. I will never say this is the best, and I always make a point of saying it's subjective. So each pre-workout, each product is subjective to the person who's taking it. That's why I can't just sell products. I have to tell people and let them make their own decision. I can guide people. People give me information of which I can guide them in the right direction of what I feel the best is for them. And I'm quite good at that, if I'd say so myself. But when it comes to Red, White and Boom, or Loco, or Stars and Pipes, or Blow, I can literally just tell you the facts. and let you make your decision, because right now I would have to, which I obviously am going to, I'm going to go in some serious, serious testing against these. I'm going to be taking blow, be taking it out, taking it again, swapping it with stars and pipes, taking stars and pipes out, putting that back in again, doing the same with Loco and Red, White and Boom. I can tell you more anecdotally how it's made me feel. But it's a bally, you know, really bally for me. Like, for me to you, it's so hard. Because I can sit here and tell you how much I love blow. But then I could have an argument with myself. Because you could argue, and I could argue with anyone until I'm blue in the face on either side. And then switch sides and argue until I'm blue in the face again. I can argue to you how blow is 10 times better than stars and pipes. How the stars and pipes will not be able to reach that limit of nitric oxide. So you've got no norvaline in there, for example. You've got nothing to stop the breakdown of nitric oxide. So the nitric oxide you get in your system will be limited, but then it'll break down easier. So I can say that, but then on the other side, there can be 5 grams of fucking Hydromax, 5 grams of betaine anhydrous is going to withdraw so much water into your muscles, it will physically change the shape you are. And then you've got your 6 grams of citrulline, which will increase nitric oxide, which will help you for your session. 6 grams of pure citrulline, no malate as well. But then I can flip back over and say 3 grams of GPLC. Then you get your 2 grams of glycyl monostearate. So you are getting the both of them. Are you going to mix that with Loco? Then you bring stars and pipes. I'm arguing with myself already. I need to stop. I'm sorry, but I could just go on and on and on forever. So let me talk about the non-stimulant fat burner. Rubix, which I do like, but here's a revelation for you, which some of you will know and some of you will have a giggle at now. You'll have seen me about 2 months ago bomb a pre-workout in a, I wrapped it up in cloth and I put it, the cloth in my mouth and then downed water. That was because I was having Rubix. So that's one out, that's an exclusive for you all reading here. Well, reading, listening. So micropeptide L-carnitine tartrate at 3 grams, which is an insane dose. You usually want to go 1.495 grams of carnitine tartrate. Even though 3 grams is top end, that's absolutely fucking insane. Carnitine is... carnitine is going to shuttle mitochondria into your fat, and then be burnt off as fuel. So 2 grams of carnitine tartrate twice a day in clinical studies, seeing a 55% increase in muscle glycogen preservation and an 11% increase in workout. But it also works with androgen receptors as well. Then you've got your fat burning matrix is 40 milligrams of Capsimax. Capsimax is a really good ingredient for increasing thermogenesis, and in clinical studies shown an increase of 11% calorie expenditure over, I think it was the first 24 hours. So 11% of the calories you expend more by just taking this ingredient, but it tastes like absolute shit. It tastes horrible. Cayenne pepper extract is Capsimax. Extract, so that is pepper in a powder. In tablet, that's absolutely fine. Powder, it's pepper powder. Like, I don't know how to explain this better to you. That's why I had to bomb it. Then you've got 40 milligrams of paradoxine, which in clinical studies increased fat burning, tremendous amount of increased calorie expenditure by 6% straight away. So that is an absolute amazing, the way paradoxine works. Is it can be it's brown adipose tissue, so it converts white fat into brown. I always get mixed up whether it's brown into white or white into brown. I'm pretty sure it's white fat into brown fat, BAT, brown fat, brown adipose tissue. So that is burnt off as a more easy thermogenical type of energy source. So when you convert that, your ability to burn off fat as energy increases tenfold. And then you've got GBB, which I speak about. This one makes you sweat like fuck. This one will make you sweat like you've never sweat before. It's called super carnitine. So it increases your body's production of carnitine by 400%. 40 times? Is it 40 times or 400%? I think it's 400%. Yeah, it's 400%. I think that's the same thing anyway. 400% increase of carnitine. So basically, it works with carnitine. Obviously, your supplement with carnitine, but increases your body's production of carnitine and makes you sweat like fuck. It's an unbelievable, and I promise you right now, an unbelievable fat burner. This is one I bought personally for myself. But it's not that bad of a taste. I just didn't like it because it's peppery. I've given it to a few people and they downed it and they were fine. They had a bit of a pepper kick from the back of it. The flavour is Fuego Fresca, whatever that means. But Capsule Max Paradoxina GBB, absolutely phenomenal fat burners. Or carnitine tartrate of 3 grams is phenomenal. I've done 2 scoops. Which is the full efficacious dosing of what I'm talking about there. And for a few days, I took 3 scoops. But the sweating was up just far too much for me. So 35 milligrams of GBB is top end. I think I've taken 50 before, which is shreddable. But yeah, when I took the 3 scoops, that was just next level sweating. I think I was sweating for about a good 2 hours after I stopped for training. So that's MyoBlox. They've got a few other ingredients, other products, sorry. They do work with the Gorilla Chemist, who is the OG in the supplement game. The Gorilla Chemist is the original gangster in the supplement game. He's the one everyone looks up to. He's the man. He works with MyoBlox and he's making his own version of Loco called Gorilla Juice, which is going to be insane. I just know it. So let me do a little recap. The blow pump formula is absolutely outstanding. I took it again today after the full tub that I did take, and it's absolutely insane. You've got GPLC at an unbelievable dose of 3 grams, 2 grams of glycerin must diet, 1.5 grams of an ingredient that will stop your body breaking down nitric oxide, inositol hexophosphate, which is going to act like an antioxidant, so it's help pump that way and performance that way. Norvaline stops our body's ability to limit the pump, absolutely giving, it's like Norvaline is the keys to the Ferrari. The GPLC, the glycerin is the Ferrari, but you cannot work that without the keys, and that is where Norvaline comes in. And then your micropeptide technology, which is yielding fibroblast growth factors and follistatin, and then you've got the absorption matrix at 10 milligrams, which is absolutely insane. Loco, 2.5 grams of betaine anhydrous is the clinical dose. In here, you get 6. Beta-alanine, 3.2 grams is the clinical dose. Here, you get 5. Taurine, we don't see at T-Nutrition, over 1.5. Here, you get 3. Glycosaminoglycerate, you'll see anywhere between 1 gram and 5 grams. You get 2 in here, which I'm suspecting, which is going to be combined with blow. When you combine these together, giving you a fucking unbelievable 4 grams. Acetyl tyrosine, real calf, phenylethylamine, dimethylamine, cetazinephrine coming from citrus aurantium extract, halostatin, hyginamine, and Blox microtech peptide technology making up the magic matrix at 1.9 grams. You've got your cofactor matrix, which is your vitamin C, B6, and B12, as B9 as well as folic acid. And then you get your piperine alkaloids at 15 milligrams, which again is absolutely insane for the pre-workout. Comes in of ridiculously nice flavors as well. Although I did have the Trop Candy Blow, which outstandingly surpasses the bubble gum. And then, as I have got in front of me there, non-stimulant fat burner of 3 grams of carnitine, micropeptide-infused or carnitine tartrate, that is, Capsimax, which is the 40 milligram dosing of the fiery pepper, which is going to increase your calorie expenditure through thermogenesis. Paradoxine helps your brown adipose tissues disperse and help your fat burning that way, which is paradoxine, this is insane. And then you've got GBB, which is going to make you sweat and increase your body's carnitine production by 400%. Now, the podcast is 29:31 seconds in, so I'm going to waste 29 seconds just so I can make it to the 30-minute mark, and I'm going to do 30 minutes plus one because I know that's going to set some people's OCD off. So make sure you have a fantastic day whenever you are listening to this. Have a good one. I hope you've learned something and you go and smash your day. Let me know if you do buy the products and any feedback you have on them. 3, 2, 1. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.